I have to do so much work, I have to do so much work. You should not say like that. The work is yourself only. You yourself are moving as it were out there in the form of an activity. Meditation also is only an activity of your own self, which is another way of your soul is moving in the form of a concentration. Very, very difficult to think such things. The whole world is just meditation only. The entire universe is being meditation. Everybody is meditating. The sun is meditating, moon is meditating, mountains and rivers are meditating. Because meditation is the consciousness of one's own self. Consciousness of one's own self deeply embedded in it. That is meditation. Meditation does not mean thinking something outside. It is thinking itself only. You find yourself wherever you are. Bas. If there is Rishikesh, you are in Rishikesh, even now. You need not have to move at all. Rishikesh will come here. You need not have to search for things. The things will come here. Because there is no distance. We are bothered about the distance of one place and another place. That distance is ruled out. Then the moment of consciousness thinks, immediately it is there. That is the power of thought. Immediately it manifests itself. Not tomorrow, now, that now. When God thinks, it takes place. And we are also like that, only we are moving towards that condition. We need not be afraid of anything. No fear. Fear is caused by the separation of ourselves from what we see without actually finding ourselves in that object. When we meditate, the mind jumps here and there. Why should the mind jump? We have chosen some objective for meditation. And it has been properly chosen with the intention that it is the best of things. And you cannot move away from the best of things because there cannot be anything better than the best. And if it moves something else, then the something else is the better than the best. There is some confusion in the mind. Alright, if the best is not satisfying, there is another thing, meditate on that. If that also is not satisfying, and it moves to third thing, meditate on that also. Like that if you go on roving, you will find that you are meditating on the whole universe. I have no problem. I consider everything is clear and neat and clean. When you think as God thinks, nobody can harm you. But you should not think like a mortal. A person from Orissa, one from Bombay, you are not from Bombay or anywhere. You are from eternity. The dimensionless existence, and that cannot be shaken by anybody, that anybody is included in that. That which causes us fear is also included in that thing which you are considered contemplating. You have become the tiger itself, so the tiger will not jump on you. You are the tiger. But it requires very great courageous thinking like that. And you must have the confidence. If I need anything, it will come. Oh, I am a poor man, I have no money, nobody cares. You should not complain like that. I am not a poor man. The whole universe is my friend. If I want anything, all the planets will come together and serve me here. Such confidence must be there. But we are faithless. We cannot have faith in even the truth of things. All the 5, 10 planets will come here. In the Yoga Vasistha, it is said, Varuna will inundate your garden. Vayu will sweep your floor. Indra will come and serve you food. Such a thing is possible. You will be thinking this story. Do not like that. If you are hungry, Indra will come. When Yudhishthira prayed to sun came down with a pot. How will you, can you imagine such a thing? You pray to Surya, let us see if he brings a pot with the inexhaustible food in it. It shatters the brain of a human being. We are thinking Surya is so far away. He is touching our nose even now. So the distance doesn't exist. Can you imagine a pot of food? Surya comes down with it again. Yajnavalkya prayed for a new Veda. He prayed to Surya. Surya gave him a fresh Veda. It is called Yajurveda, Shukla Yajurveda. Say, Agastya told Rama, pray to Surya, because it was a crucial moment for him. Ravana was invincible. That is called Adhidharadeva. Recite it, and his energy increased. See the power of the sun. Do you think it is a mamuli? Every day we are seeing some stupid thing in the sky. This is not the way of looking at it. The sun is not a stupid thing. It is a God himself. Surya Atma Jagatas Tatsurasha. He is the soul of everything that moves and everything that does not move. But your mind is not accepting it. He is very far away, 93 million of miles away. As I mentioned, there is no distance. And therefore it is not 93 million away. It is just here only. Surya Atma Jagatas Tatsurasha. In the Rigveda, Surya Sukta. Oh, Surya Atma, he is the self, he is the soul of everything that is existing, moving or non-moving. Therefore, it has no distance. And when the distance goes, he doesn't take time to come here. Yoga practice is not an easy thing. It is not chanting something and going on getting fatigued of it. It is your being. In the thing that you do, yes. You must be present in the thing which you do. That is called divine karma yoga. And you must be present in the thing that you worship. When you worship in the temple, you are not simply moving the hand. You are yourself present in that process. And that is called nyasa. Anganyasa, karanyasa and all that we do. That is when you worship the God. You worship the presence of God's limbs in your own limbs. Shrasi Swaha and all this. His head is my head. His eyes are my eyes. His ears are my ears. His hands are my hands. Oh, do you know what will happen? Narayana's head is my head. His eyes are my eyes. His ears are my ears. Oh, his hands are my hands. His stomach is my stomach. You will shudder when you go on thinking like this. A person who worships in the temple is not an ordinary pujari. He is not a money monger. He is a divinity itself. It is not some worship done to somebody by somebody. This idea must go away. It is God thinking himself is a great worship that you perform. You have to become that which you are worshipping. Yes. Sri Krishna knew that he was himself the mountain. So otherwise who will lift the mountain? He himself became the mountain and lifted the whole thing. He is lifting himself only. And the elephant can lift itself. Elephant can lift itself. But nobody else can from outside lift the elephant because it is very heavy. But for the elephant, it is not heavy because its soul and body are identical there. So Krishna lifted the mountain, they say, Govardhanadhari. But he has not lifted it from another instrument. He himself became this one. The mountain opened the mouth and ate all the food. And he said, the mountain opened the mouth and all that, ate everything. It was he himself. So no problem. Be happy. The thing that you are thinking is yourself only. Even if it be God Almighty himself, you are thinking yourself only. And therefore it has to come immediately because there is no space and no time. So be blessed.